country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on January 31st, 2018. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And you folks out there at our phone number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you're welcome to join Paul and myself tonight in our brief hour together, updating ourselves on the Trump Phenomenon, our central mission here on this show, what's happened since we last met up. And of course, what's happened is the completion, which we were not in here, of the State of the Union address by Donald Trump. Absolutely magisterial, wonderful speech, about an hour and 20 minutes long. If you take out all the applause, which were wonderful, it's really a one-hour speech, but lots of applauding. And then that was, who was applauding? Well, the Republicans were applauding, leaping to their feet. So they got more, more exercise than many of them have had in a long time, doing the calisthenics of jumping up and down to applaud for our great president. The Democrats embarrassed themselves by sitting on their hands, as we predicted. Wasn't very hard to predict. They sat on their hands through some very embarrassing moments. They even started to boo at one point, but Donald Trump cut that off with what I described last night. I just noticed that he had outstanding control of the microphone. I used the term modulation for his voice. That was, you inserted the comment, Paul, that this man is really one of the great speakers.
Yeah, he is. It was a masterful performance. Now, I have been rather isolated today, so I haven't seen much media commentary. Well, what's the state of the nation here?
Well, there's nothing the left can do with that great speech. There are no even crumbs for the left to feed upon in the speech, so they've just kind of let it go. They don't have anything much to say about the State of the Union address. Your usual triggered leftists, you know, they're of course using the usual. Here's Rob Reiner. He's been triggered. Trump is a racist, a misogynist, and a pathological liar.
And what did he say to trigger Meathead?
Well, there were great things in here that he did a great job of making points. You know, just in a very effective way. When he said, "We salute, we sing the national anthem, and we salute the flag," that was a shot at the kneelers in the NFL and other sports, and the Black Lives Matter people. He took shots like that that were very, very effective. And then one of the most effective things he did was the selection of people that he chose to invite to the gallery of the House chambers in the Capitol, and then he got to introduce them, to lead the cheering for these people, including, for instance, four parents of two children who were brutally murdered by MS-13 gang members. And that was, and he got to point, to make the point right there, something that may have triggered Rob Reiner, is that we care about Americans. first. We care about Americans, and we're going to make Americans safe. And Donald Trump has moved the entire discussion around from the narrative the media promotes of caring about the DACA, you know, children, of course, who are 35-year-old, you know, jaded adults, who half of whom don't speak English, and who have a tremendously higher crime rate than the American population. This is not a group of wonderful people. We may have coined the term here on this show. I started calling them the nightmares rather than the dreamers. And a couple of other radio hosts have picked up that term. I don't know if they heard it here first or whatever, but early on we started calling them nightmares, and that they are. And Donald Trump says he's shifted the narrative to let's care. Let's care about our own kids. Let's care about American youth and what's good for America. What is this caring about people who, illegals who have entered our country? So very good. He turned that whole discussion around. He's been doing it, you know, on a regular basis.
You know, I've got to correct myself. Maybe it's the mountaineer, but I forgot something that happened this afternoon. I was driving to a nearby town, but of course we're now through the mountains, and I was listening on and off to public broadcasting from the state of Washington, and they were interviewing some professor from Colorado who was snarking at President Trump about MS-13. They're small compared to the total number of gang members in the United States who he says are a million. There are only about 10,000 of them. And, well, yes, they do revel in their reputation for incredible brutality, but other people get killed by gangs, too, and they constitute only a small proportion of the, I think he said, 4,000 people a year who are killed by gangs. I thought, you know, all of those are absolutely empty objections. The very fact that they're in the United States, that they're killing people, whether other gangs kill more, so what? And I thought, is this the best shot they can do? But I think choosing those people was incredibly powerful for Donald Trump. Just as during the campaign, he would bring up people whose children had been or spouses had been murdered by illegals. That is very effective. You know, that's the human aspect, and I think it's excellent to counter the boo-hoo-hoo stories of the dreamers or the nightmare crowd or whatever.
Yes, and speaking of those numbers, Paul, and speaking of people becoming jaded by how bad things have gotten, George Washington had 12,000 patriots at Valley Forge. And among them, a bunch of my ancestors, in the winter of December 1777 through to June of 1778. MS-13, if they have 15,000 gang members in the United States, greater number than our founders had at Valley Forge. And the size of the gangs, the membership, you mentioned that million gang members number. That's something, when Paul and I were kids, there was, what was a gang? But the term gang wasn't even used when we were kids.
Well, it was usually small ethnic groups. You remember West Side Story, the Jets and the Rockets or something. It was really just a lot of swagger, like Fonzie in Happy Days. Elvis Presley haircut and black leather jacket and swagger and that, but the gangs back then didn't commit a lot of crime. That's a phenomenon really after the Third World Immigration Invasion and then the rise of black gangs.
Yes. That was a very good point that Donald Trump hit upon very hard, is that we are going to get rid of MS-13, and that Jeff Sessions, I was happy to see this, Jeff Sessions was smiling very broadly throughout the entire State of the Union address and sitting there in the front row with the rest of the cabinet, and that was very good to see. When Donald Trump called out Secretary of Defense Mattis and singled him out for praise as he talked about his policy as a president as regards war against terrorists. When he asked Secretary Mattis to stand, Jeff Sessions was seated right beside him, smiling. I like to see that smile on Jeff Sessions' face. And as regards that, Donald Trump made some very incisive points. He said, we are, you know, a tremendous change from previous presidents. He said, he said, we've knocked out ISIS in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. And then he said, under his breath, quietly, he said, and some other places. And that's all. Just going to leave it hanging right there. And some other place. Yeah. In other words, yeah, he's striking them. Well, where is he going to strike you next, ISIS? I'm not telling. Yeah. I'm going to strike. Yeah. That's for you to find out. So Donald Trump is acting all around the world. And then he said, and for you ISIS people that we round up, where are you going? I like this too. Guantanamo. And the crowd erupted in cheers, the Republicans in cheers at that Guantanamo is going to be kept open. That was an announcement. There were a bunch of announcements in this address where Donald Trump announced executive actions that he had taken yesterday, and he saved them for this event. So that was also very successful. I was thrilled with the State of the Union address. Ted Cruz, he gave his assessment. He said it was magnificent. And you could see that on Ted Cruz's face as the camera went on to Cruz and other important people in the audience. They were clearly very happy with this. By contrast, when the camera went on the faces of people like Nancy Pelosi, they were sneering, snarling, having the dry heaves. And that was...
Do you think that's true about Nancy Pelosi, or isn't that just her normal appearance?
Yeah, exactly. That is well, here's a good headline that doesn't come directly out of the State of the Union address, but it's a poll which shows that Donald Trump is riding a wave. Let's see what this poll says here. Now, the Democrats have been bragging, well, 2018, we're going to do really well in 2018. We're going to recapture the House or the Senate or both. Well, there's a new poll that says not so fast. Here it is. A Monmouth University poll released Wednesday shows Democrats with only a negligible edge over Republicans for November's congressional elections. The poll, conducted over 3 days, almost entirely before President Donald Trump's well-received State of the Union address, shows 47% of respondents saying they would vote for a generic congressional Democrat versus 45% for a generic Republican. So well within the poll's 3-5% margin of error. So it's a draw here. This figure, now here's the good news. This figure is a massive shift from earlier polls. These are what the Democrats have been touting, showing double-digit Democrat leads, and which fueled the pundits' talk of a blue wave, referring to blue wave, blue states as Democrat voting states, that could sweep Republicans from power. The same, now let's compare apples to apples. What did Monmouth University say a month ago? So we can be sure we're not cherry picking from one poll to another. The same polling agency, using the same methods, Monmouth University found a 15-point generic Democratic advantage using the same question only 1 month ago. So their advantage has gone from 15 percentage points to 2 percentage points. That's a massive deterioration. So what's happened in the last month has put Donald Trump in a very favorable light with the American public, and that includes such things as the scandal at the top of the FBI, the complete disintegration of Russiagate, which the left and the media have been putting all their chips on Russiagate for over a year, with endless discussion of Russiagate. Well, now they're getting the the payback for that having been a terrible bet, since there's nothing there, and the American public is responding. The poll also showed a dramatic increase from 24 to 37% of Americans who think America is heading in the right direction in just 1 month. A jump, that's, what is that? That's 13 points. That's a 50, that's more than a 50% jump from 24 to 37 who think our country is going in the right direction. Approval of President Trump's job performance also improved. And the, well, all this is very good. And this poll is the clearest indication yet, writes Breitbart, that the blue wave is not a foregone conclusion. And, of course, this is based on, in midterm elections, it's pretty common for there to be a kind of a snapback where the party that lost in the previous election does some winning in the next one. But this, I like this. I don't think there is going to be any kind of a snapback. I think Donald Trump is going to carry the Senate and the House, and we're going to, and his second term will be even more high-powered than the first is proving to be. So that's a good headline here to launch into the discussion. Let me open my caller board here. I've got George waiting in Texas. George, hang on there. Thanks for calling. And anybody else who wants to call, 800-313-9443. Let me look for a couple more headlines here. And while I'm doing that, let me ask George, what did you think of the State of the Union last night?
Very inspiring. But you know one thing? I think two mistakes about the Democratic response last night. It's more like Joe Kennedy wasn't the right guy, number two. Don't pick Fall River, Massachusetts, the very town where the Lizzie Borden murders took place. They have two tragedies.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That's very good.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I liked it. You know, George, from start to finish, I'd like to hear your impression. I've, you know, Steve Bannon, back when he was riding, surfing the wave and doing so well, Steve Bannon made a very apt comment. He said, we elected the greatest speaker since William Jennings Bryan in Donald Trump. And I think that was confirmed last night in his address. What say you?
Yes, it was very inspiring. You know, the thing is, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like Obama dragging the victims out, you know, to sort of like parade out there. But he brought out the inspiring stories, you know, the, you know, from like one of the triumphant moments of the speech was that Korean holding up the crutches who on his hands and knees crawled to freedom with one leg, with, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable story. You know, folks, you know, if you missed it last night, and again, the credit for this has to go to Donald Trump. He, you know, out of 7.5 billion people on earth, he can pick, you know, whatever dozen he chooses to highlight in the address and have stand and receive cheers. And this North Korean kid, just a kid who was caught stealing a lump of coal out of a train car in order to trade that for his family, which was starving, for food. He was trying to steal that lump of coal. He fell asleep. He passed out from starvation on the train tracks. The train rolled over his legs and cut one of them off. This is a child. And he's the end of the story. How do you go from there to standing in the gallery? And then he was sentenced to prison, and his father was executed. How do you go from there to standing in the gallery with the President of the United States singling you out for cheers? That is a story. We'll be right back. Stay with us, George.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, we're back with our caller, George, and we're talking about an excellent choice that President Trump made last night. We heard an hour of his address. We missed the last 20 minutes. I hope you got a chance to listen on that yourself. The whole thing, magnificent. And the we mentioned Ji Song Ho, that unforgettably waved his crutches from the gallery as he sat there in Donald Trump and Melania Trump's box in the gallery of the House chambers. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done it, don't be intimidated. If you travel to Washington, D.C., and I recommend that you do this at some point in your life to see, it's so inspiring. And Donald Trump talked about it. You know, he's a man who doesn't cry much at all. He said that. I really don't cry. But he came close to tears last night in his own address. You know, the emotion, his voice was cracking when he talked about the sacredness of his duty to protect us. And he talked about this great the great monuments of America, and he said, this is the greatest of all, this building, this dome over my head, with a Lady Freedom standing atop this Capitol building, filled with the statuary of our heroes. And he had Ji Song Ho there, but he also had parents of people killed by MS-13. And when he started to introduce these people, the Democrats stupidly, I don't know, some of their cohort in the gallery or some of the Democrats themselves started to boo. Donald Trump cut that off with his control of the microphone. This was fabulous, folks. There were times, for instance, when the audience started to give one of these applause, leaping to their feet. He cut it off. He cut it off by talking over them with his microphone so that he could place the applause where he really wanted them, where the point he had to make had been nailed. He did this repeatedly throughout the speech. I've never seen a greater speaker, greater command of his subject or his audience. And one of the things Paul and I noticed, at times he let his voice go down to almost a whisper. He spoke very softly. You could hear a pin drop in the House chambers. This was so effective. There was no yelling into the microphone, no banging the podium for emphasis. It was just beautiful. And the emotion that he tapped into with his list of guests that he had, this was incredible. He had the folks who rescued folks out of the Cajun Navy. He had a Coast Guard petty officer, Ashley Leppert, a beautiful young woman who saved over 40 lives in natural disaster. And then there was a great story here, a tall Army Staff Sergeant, Justin Peck, who stood very humbly and took credit from Donald Trump for saving the life of his comrade, Kenton Stacy, in a fight against ISIS, where he ran into a booby-trapped building where his comrade Stacy had been severely wounded and is still in the hospital recovering from a booby trap. But he ran, disregarding his own life, to stop the bleeding of his comrade, administer artificial respiration and resuscitation for over an hour as he was taken out of the combat zone to a medic station, and saved his life. He also had a firefighter, David Dahlberg, stand up, who rescued 60 children trapped in a California summer camp in the fires ravaging California. He also recognized the police officers who charged at a crazed killer trying to kill congressmen, who did, in fact, almost kill Steve Scalise. And he praised the officers who charged a guy with an automatic rifle, high-powered automatic rifle, with their handguns. That's like, no, I mean, that's just throwing their own safety and their lives to the wind and charging in an impossible charge. But they got the guy. And then he even had a young boy, 12-year-old, who made it his mission to put 40,000 flags on the graves of veterans
somewhere
on Veterans Day. So wonderful. George, we've still got you. Any other reaction you had from the State of the Union address?
Well, you know, I bought microwave popcorn, so I was going to watch Maxine Waters and have a good laugh, but I think they saw, like, Yank Turf at the last minute, knowing it was
okay.
FBL. I mean, you look at the Black Caucus, you know what they look like? They look like the losing football team in a blowout game.
Yes, they do. And we're going to have
2-minute warning.
Yeah, get ready for 7 more of these events. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's all of you folks out there that Earl Haggard loves from his perch in heaven there. And of course, he would have been cheering in the gallery had he been there last night himself. And here's the Democrats embarrassed themselves so terribly with this performance. They really hurt themselves. And I think the next poll that Monmouth University takes will reflect that Republican strength for 2018 will be even greater. And as I said just before the break here, we're going to get 7 more of these State of the Union addresses. It's going to be a tremendous part of our lives, folks. It'll be like people who lived through the Depression and Franklin Delano Roosevelt became really a fixture in their lives because he was president for so long. The Donald Trump will be a fixture in our lives. People will have grown up. My children will have grown up with Donald Trump as their president. And they watched. My kids watched the State of the Union address last night. And so that was their introduction to politics in some ways. Listen to this. The Democrats embarrassing themselves. They're now all sitting down. They gave a grudging little round of clapping to the four parents of the two children slaughtered by MS-13. And listen to this. You can visualize it. Donald Trump is standing and applauding, applauding, applauding. He's calling on people to keep applauding for these people that he wants saluted. The Republicans are all standing and applauding, and here's what he says. The parents are crying. Melania is standing right below them.
I want you to know that 320 million hearts are right now breaking for you. We love you. Thank you.
Addressing the parents.
Well, we cannot imagine the depths of that kind of sorrow. We can make sure that other families never have to endure this kind of pain. Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country.
I love that. To break into our country.
I noticed that. That was very well put. It's very deliberate.
And as you know, as the Constitution orders the president, he is to give a report on the State of the Union for the previous 12 months and also to give his recommendations on needful legislation, which he did right there, closed the loopholes that enabled these criminals to break into our country. Let's go to another, check the stories here. The Patriot Press is just packed with praise for this great speech at Breitbart. Trump champions American work ethic. And the Democrats, here, Nancy Pelosi, what a dope. Her comment is that Donald Trump's immigration remarks are dangerous.
Ooh.
And the Patriot Press is going wild with praise for this great address by Donald Trump. And of course, he just, as Paul and I were saying, this is probably the greatest public speaker any of us will experience in our lifetime. For me, already this is, I've never heard a speaker as great as this. And of course, this really undercuts the left's effort, their desperate efforts to sabotage and destroy Donald Trump any way they possibly can. They've tried to question his mental competence. Well, after you watch a speech like that, any mother would be, you know, intensely proud if her child could give a speech like that. No one can doubt the mental stamina and genius of Donald Trump after watching a delivery like that, you know, watching one of the great performances of the great men in history. Here's how desperate the Democrats are. I don't know how I can explain this, why I was watching a Jimmy Kimmel segment last night, but this was a headline on one of the Patriot websites. Of course, I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. These late-night talk show hosts or whatever kind of shows they call them, these people who've usurped the position that Johnny Carson established, Jimmy Kimmel, here's what he did in response as the Democrat left-wing communist response to this magnificent performance by our president. He had on this woman named, let me find her name here, Stormy Daniels. And it was just the most sleazy effort by Jimmy Kimmel. I don't want to go into the detail. It's not worth dignifying with any detail. But he was going every trick he could use to try to dredge up. Now, I have no idea, by the way, whether Stormy Daniels ever had any romantic liaison with our president. I have no idea whether the truth or falsehood of this. But this is something dredged up from the past by the left. In other words, they're scouring the countryside, trying to find any story, anything with which they can besmirch this great man. And it didn't work for Jimmy Kimmel. He tried, for half an hour to get Stormy Daniels to say something bad about Donald Trump. He couldn't get her to do it. The woman who is a adult movie, what do you call it, adult film star, who came out, you know, very good looking and, you know, very buxom, she comes out, and what's in it for her? You could obviously tell somebody's paying her lots of money. So she was out on the stage. It was very clear. The audience could read it very well. Is that she knew that if she sat on that couch for 15 minutes, she'd get $500,000. And so, you know, she was willing to do it. I'll sit there for 15 minutes and give me $500,000. And then she said, yeah, she said basically nothing. Jimmy Kimmel, just to show you how desperate this got, he said, well, look, I mean, this is really nasty, Paul. This was a surprise stunt they did on her. She wouldn't open her mouth. She wouldn't say, you know, yes, no to any of the leading questions that Kimmel was asking. So finally, he brought out two carefully manufactured, you know, puppets, puppets you stick your hand in, you make the mouth move. He brought out two puppets that were, they spent a lot of money making these two puppets. One puppet of Stormy Daniels herself and another puppet of Donald Trump. He operated the Trump puppet, and then he put the Daniels puppet on her hand. He said, well, I know you can't answer these questions, so let's see if my puppet can talk to your puppet, and maybe your puppet can answer the questions. What an interesting, dirty trick. Now, she was smart enough. It took her a few seconds to figure out what the play that had been made on her, that, in fact, Kimmel was just trying to get her to talk in a different way. But she was smart. Her puppet behaved just as she behaved. It wouldn't answer the questions.
Sure.
And Jimmy Kimmel said, okay, that failed. So he took the puppet off her hand. He threw those behind his desk. So whatever they paid her didn't pay off. And also, again, the Democrats look so sleazy, so disreputable, that they would do this, drag something out of a man's past. You know, look for girlfriends, look for anything. This is so, you know, undignified. And you know, on the very night that the president gives this inspiring call to all Americans. So more and more, we're going to see more and more this tactic of desperation by the Democrats and crazy, crazy actions that I'm confident will backfire. And I think the Republican majorities will be strengthened in 2018. Donald Trump will sweep into the White House in 2020. So, folks, you got a full 7 years, I believe, of more of this really great progress for our people. George, thank you very much for calling, my friend.
Thank you.
And anybody else, that opens up a line, George's departure, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's look for some other reactions to the address last night. 75% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's poll. An instant poll of viewers who watched President Trump's State of the Union address Tuesday night found that 75% approved of the speech, 25% disapproved. Now, by the way, folks, I think that's a maximum result, because I think only about 25% of the American people are beyond hope. I wouldn't want to have 100% approval that included that beyond hope 25%. So I think this is a 100% result. So three quarters of the American people, or the better three quarters, they liked it. And the worst one quarter didn't like it, including all those invaders. That's a 50-point margin in the president's favor. And that's by CBS, which is an enemy poll. CBS commented, 8 in 10 Americans who watched tonight felt that the president was trying to unite the country rather than divide it. And let's see here. He had high approval, even among Democrats. And let's see any more. I did not watch the Joe Kennedy response, but one of the funny elements, I missed this. Apparently, he had something hanging off the right side of his mouth throughout his response. Some white object was hanging off of his corner of his lips. And
Different.
It was an unidentified substance, obviously dripping out of the corner of his mouth, which made him, you know, really look bad. Who knows if that will ever be identified. So another good result there. The unforgettable G Song Ho holding up his crutches, the crowd going wild, roaring their approval. And again, all of this happening from the president's and the first lady's box in the White House gallery. Oh, and I didn't complete my comment. Don't be intimidated. If you go to Washington, D.C., all you have to do to get up, you can go sit in the seat that Melania Trump was sitting in. You can go sit in G Song Ho's seat. All you have to do is this. Go through the gate, the turnstile in the Capitol building, where they, you know, you go through a scanner just like the airport, and then you get a congressional gallery pass, a little red ticket. And with that, you can then follow the tour, or you can, you don't have to go with the tour, but you can then walk through the halls of Congress by yourself. You can walk through the halls of Congress, walk over to the Senate, walk over to the House. You can go into the gallery with the tour and go sit in the seats in the gallery. You're looking right down on the 435 seats occupied by your and others' representatives in the House of Representatives. It's really, really inspiring. You can stand all those news interviews you see on TV where there are statuary behind you and the dome of the Capitol appears to be above your head. That's exactly what it is. And that hall of statues there, you can go stand there and admire all the statues. There might be an interview going on national television while you're there. You can, you know, kind of sidle over and get into the picture if you want. But that's all. It's so magnificent and wonderful. And when I was there, I did that. I kept my pass. I still have it in my wallet. And there's also the congressional office buildings. The Longworth Building and other office buildings are the Rayburn Building. They're right there next to the Capitol. You can go underground in the underground tunnel. Yeah, here's my gallery pass. I still have it in my wallet. It's all kind of worn down. And it's a red thing that you get. It's a sticker. And you can go to the office of your congressman or woman. And I did that. I went to Ron Paul's office. He wasn't there, but the staff, I said, well, I'm a big fan of Ron Paul's. I just wanted to say hi. I don't want to bother you. And they said, no, come on in. Representative Paul is on the floor of the House right now. And I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't want to bother you. And they said, oh, look, there's his office over there. Go on in and look around. I couldn't believe it, Paul. They said, go into his office and look around by myself. They have no idea who I am. So I went, I walked in there and I have a confession to make. I've made it before. And Congressman Paul, I apologize for this impropriety. I just couldn't resist. His big black leather chair was sitting there at his desk, was covered with papers that he had open where he was clearly marking legislation and, you know, studying things. So I just couldn't resist. And I was there with one other friend. I said, I don't know. And I went over, I sat down in Ron Paul's chair. And I think I kind of crumpled some papers he had on the chair that were, you know, legislation or something that he was working on. and then I got out. We left the office. But you can do that. I don't think you'll have that kind of luck that I had. But you can go to your congressman's office, and they will welcome you. They'll say hi. They don't ask you who you are or grill you. Once you're in the building, that people aren't wanding you everywhere. Once you go through, it's just like airport security. Once you go through that, you're in. And you can go all over these office buildings in the Capitol itself. I recommend that you do it. And then visit all these other, and I love what Donald Trump said, almost tears in his voice when he talked about the magnificence of our monuments to our people. The National Air and Space Museum, the Spirit of St. Louis is hanging right there from the ceiling, as is another airplane that Charles Lindbergh and Anne Morrow Lindbergh flew, a seaplane. That's there as well. The rocket plane is there. Space capsules are there. It's all there. Go to the National Museum of Art, one of the great museums of the world. There's a one of the only Leonardo da Vinci painting in the New World is there. If you ever want to get close, and you can, I've got pictures of myself. I had someone take a movie. I got my face about 6 inches from this da Vinci painting, and you know, unbelievable. You know, trust still exists in America. And they, you know, visit the other, go up to the top of the Washington Monument, which at one point was the tallest structure in Washington, D.C., by law, 555 feet. Go up to the top. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks, and we're in our last segment here, so we're going to run out of showtime. Paul and I here on the Trump phenomenon. Phenomenal Trump appearance yesterday, historic speech, and he was commending to you our Capitol, to visit it, to visit the magnificent things there. I was just mentioning one thing you can see if you go to the National Gallery of Art, incredible building. This is not the Washington, D.C. that you've heard about, that you recoil from. It's just a bunch of beautiful Midwestern you know, American white folks strolling with their children in strollers, seeing these magnificent monuments. You can see the only Leonardo da Vinci in the whole Western Hemisphere. It's the best preserved of all his paintings, the Ginevra da Vinci, a portrait of a beautiful young woman, and you know, from around 1474 to 1478. There's no date on it, but in the paint, get this, are Leonardo da Vinci's own fingerprints stuck into the wet paint. What an amazing thing. And a painting he did as a young man, it's the painting that put him on the map, that made him, you know, recognized as one of the great painters of all time. And so you can see that. You don't have to look at it. I know the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, it's behind glass and there's a rope and you have to stand back from it. I don't know if it's still true, but when I was there, if I'd wanted to, I could touch my nose to Ginevra da Vinci's nose on the painting. I didn't do that. But you could actually get as close as you wanted to the painting. That was amazing to me. Bought in 1967 for $5 million from the Princess of Liechtenstein. But today, the price of that painting would be not $5 million, but it might be $500 million. And if it were possible to buy such a painting. And it's just a beautifully painted painting. And I'm with Trump on, you know, making America great again. That greatness, you can experience it, whether at the top of the Washington Monument or in the National Gallery, or really feel Charles Lindbergh as you stand only a few feet away from his Spirit of St. Louis, right there in front of you. And the other, you know, you can walk through the Supreme Court building. You can go to the Smithsonian. And the Jefferson Memorial, magnificent bronze statue of Jefferson. It's a beautiful thing to do. If you haven't done it at least one time in your life, walk the Capitol Mall and give yourself 2 days to walk through those buildings and to walk through our history. I know, Paul, you've done it. And
very moving.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, even though 97% of the attorneys in the Justice Department voted for Hillary Clinton. A lot of our history and the glory of America is still there. And Donald Trump is the first revival of that glory that Paul or myself or any of you have really had in our lifetimes. And it's going to be a long 8-year revival and one of the great events in that revival was experienced last night with that State of the Union address. We'll have more updates. Let's see what happens in the Trump phenomenon over the next 24 hours. We can guarantee you it'll be great. See you then. Thanks, Paul.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.